This is a tune that takes its title from what's known as a breakdown. Say, for instance, everyone will play the verse together, then it's time for solo stints, so says Babylon. And this tune belies the band's roots here in our backyard because it's titled Susquehanna Breakdown, revealing to us and their audiences around the country just the kinds of bluegrass and more than bluegrass they're capable of, and just what exhilarating music making this area has given birth to in this band named Cabinet. And giving birth gives us a metaphor for the family feeling cultivated by Cabinet among the band members and among the band and its fans. And so we're invited to a family reunion of sorts with Cabinet, their friends and fans, this coming weekend at Montage Mountain for the aptly named festival, Susquehanna Breakdown. Bill Warner is the manager of Cabinet, and he stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in on family matters.
The guys just started a campaign, Pledge Music campaign, to put out they have a new record coming out October 13th. We are well ahead of our typical album cycle with releases and everything, so we have the campaign going, we have a new single out, and we're going to just carry that into how it's done in the business as you release it, get on tour, and play in front of a bunch of people, maybe sell some records, maybe not, but, it's not rocket science. But there is an art to it, for sure, but, the guys have a new record, and every 3 years we try to squeak one in, and they're super proud of it, I'm super proud of them, and we expect big things from it. We're actually ahead of it this time, as opposed to, it's time to put out a record, and we did it, and now we're, behind the gun and way too late in the year, but this year we're, knock on wood, we've got everything right in place.
Is there a title that you can tell us?
Mm-hmm. The name of the record is Cool River, and it's their fourth studio record? Yes, it's their fourth. They had a lot of live stuff and what have you, but they went up to Vermont, where Pappy Biondo, the banjo player, one of the main songwriters, lives, and recorded with a gentleman by the name of Ben Collette at the Tank Studio, and Ben has some notoriety. He works with another larger group, Fish. So we teamed up with him as a producer and made a great record from it.
And we know how congenial the guys are, and they make friends everywhere they go.
That's true.
And you all like to bring some of the friends back home to northeastern Pennsylvania so that we can celebrate this music that everybody makes. And that's what happens, isn't it?
With the festival, indeed it does. There is one act, a band called the Wood Brothers, who we're all fans of, big fans of. But again, every year there's kind of the same thing. If we've played with everybody that's gets booked for the festival, except for usually like one or two, and the Wood Brothers are that act this year. But we're looking forward to becoming friendly with them. And our headliner, Green Sky Bluegrass, I mean, between Cabinet and another act that I work with, they've become really good friends, and they're just super guys. And I mean, they just happen to be at the top of the genre right now. So we're really lucky to have them, as we are every single act.
And what are the parameters of the festival? Days, one day, many days?
Music will start at 6:30 on Friday the 19th and then run through till 2 a.m. early in the morning on the 20th. And then we kick off again at 11:30 a.m. on the 20th and then run through to 2 a.m. on the 21st. At the Pavilion at Montage Mountain, we do a unique kind of a situation. We camp 1,000 campers on the lawn, in which those tickets are literally almost gone. There's only a handful of those left. But we have two stages. There's no overlapping content whatsoever. We know that with these larger festivals, it's virtually impossible to not do that, but we try to keep it so nobody misses anything. We do have a VIP element to the event, which I wish we could come up with a different name than VIP, but it's what rings true to the ticket buyers and the guests. But that will overlap a little bit, but those are only for a fraction of the festival, about 10% of the festival, to see like some very exclusive performances. And that literally there's two tickets left for that. Again, we try not to oversell anything because to loop back, you talk about community and family and friendship and all that. We want people to be comfortable and be able to spread out. We don't want to overdo it. So, SusquehannaBreakdown.com will get you everything you need to know. We do offer RV camping. I know there's two of those left. So we're happy with what we're at. We're not trying to be anything other than a small family-friendly festival that won't break the bank.
What about the little ones, young ones?
So as in years past, we will have a kids area that, you know, folks can just kind of let the little ones run loose. It's in the same spot we have had in years past. Our typical area of, you know, just some fun things for the kids to do, keep them occupied during the day. Kids can draw on the ground wherever with the chalk. They take the chalk and they can go. And that is what I've noticed to be the biggest thing, is as long as we have chalk, we're good to go.
Okay. What about artists and artisans?
As far as craft vending goes, we have, I think we're at like a dozen this year. We offer festival kind of friendly food with the idea of keeping it in a certain financial realm for people to basically live there for a day and a half. And then we have the concert poster gallery that we've had in years past. For every year, this will be the fifth year. And then, you know, some local photographers that happen to shoot a lot of the music in the region, they'll be there. But yeah, the vendor count is basically the same.
Susquehanna Breakdown is the name of a tune.
It is. That it's a tune off of the second record, Leap. You know, we did one year as it was an offshoot of another song named Old Farmer's Ball. Come to find out that was a thing and remains a thing in the Asheville, North Carolina area. So we changed it in year two to Susquehanna Breakdown, and so far nobody's sent us a note on that.
It's tied to the area in that
Indeed.
Way, and that's
Indeed.
Lovely. The thing is that Cabinet has made a splash, not just here, your holiday show.
That was great for us to see that many people in the Kirby Center. That's like a bucket list one, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see us back there this year. There's a little hint to everybody, but I mean, we loved Will and Drew and Mike and all those guys down there, everybody in the box office. They're truly amazing folks. But yeah, you'll probably see us back there. That was a great one for us. I would just say on the festival kind of tip there, we do recommend getting tickets. We've sold it better than any year in the past. And I would say for the first time, we think that it could push to a sellout. Again, we're a week out, so it's a flip of a coin. But we just don't want people getting left out. We see that sometimes people don't expect it to sell out, and then it does. And then, so we just want to make sure if you plan on going, we'd like for you to go. So SusquehannaBreakdown.com, and we'll see you at the Breakdown Friday and Saturday.
Bill Orner, manager of Cabinet, speaking with us about Susquehanna Breakdown, the festival taking place this Friday, May 19th, getting underway at 6:30, and Saturday, May 20th, getting underway at 11:30 at the Pavilion at Montage Mountain between Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. Some of the groups include Serene Green, The Dishonest Fiddlers, Keller Williams, Organ Freeman, the Graham Mazur Duo, the Wood Brothers, and the headliner, as we heard, a big headliner, Green Sky Bluegrass, and of course many iterations of Cabinet itself, the band. For more information on the web, SusquehannaBreakdown.com, SusquehannaBreakdown.com. It's Friday, May 19th, getting underway at 6:30, and Saturday at 11:30 in the morning. And that's at the Pavilion at Montage Mountain between Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. Susquehanna Breakdown, that's the festival. And you can hear Cabinet and its many friends, especially exciting this year, Green Sky Bluegrass. And you're invited to attend. For more information online, SusquehannaBreakdown.com. SusquehannaBreakdown.com. And this is That Tune, Susquehanna Breakdown.